The worst excuse I have made in my life haunts me to this day. When my mother died in July 2012, we were together and had had no unresolved issues for many years. However, there was a 5-year period when we didn't speak. What precipitated that silence was an argument about something so trivial that I can't even remember what it was. For 5 years, I made excuses about why I couldn't or wouldn't call her. Yvette Taffer was old school. She would stand on ceremony so that it was up to me, her son, to make the first move, and I didn't want to do it. I was stubborn. But really, I had no courage. I created meaningless excuses like it's the principle of the thing, or I won't compromise my dignity. I was just bullshitting myself. What a waste of time, energy, resources, and love. We all have to stop bullshitting ourselves. Fortunately, I came to my senses, albeit 5 years too late. One day, my brother Lewis and I were talking about an upcoming family event that my mom would be attending. As we talked, something in me just clicked. I finally realized what a jerk I had been all those years. Right then, I picked up the phone and called my mother, apologizing profusely and feeling like a fool for wasting years we could have spent together. Waiting those 5 years to make that call is one of my biggest regrets. The time we lose to excuses is devastating. No one loved me more than my mother did. The woman who gave birth to me, nurtured me, protected me, and fed and clothed me. No argument is worth abandoning that person. Listen to me. Excuses hurt. They leave wounds and can scar. They are your enemy. They steal the future and can destroy you. Not calling my mother wasted precious time. Time, as you will learn in this book, is the most powerful thing we have. When we do not use it correctly, as was the case with my mother, it can hurt us for years. I have witnessed the destruction excuses wreak every day. As a business professional for more than 3 decades, I have been in the unique and privileged position to see firsthand what excuses do to people. Long before Bar Rescue became a television phenomenon, I was helping to fix broken businesses and owners. The root cause of all the problems I saw were excuses. I can walk into any unsuccessful business or talk to a person who has been unable to fulfill a single dream and see the results of a series of poor decisions that got them to a bad place. The stench of failure hangs in the air like stale cigar smoke. Talk to the people behind the failures, and you often find that they are overachievers at explaining disappointment away with what they think are logical reasons. They are masters of bullshitting themselves. I've heard every outlandish and hackneyed excuse in the book, from I have no time to check my company books, to I can't make my business in New Jersey a success because taxes are too high, or there's turmoil in the Middle East and Ukraine, so I just can't think about trying to succeed, to my cat died. Come on.